Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my girlfriend, Emily.
Oh, hi.
We are on the final issue of this Paper Girl story arc, issue number 10. If you would like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last four episodes, as well as our coverage of the first volume in episodes 198 through 202. And so we start this issue back at the Zeppelin.
The floating Zeppelin palace.
And we've got the grandfather along with Cardinal. And they're, you know, figure out exactly where they're at right now. And it's the year, Cardinal says it's the year 2016. And grandfather says, the year my mother was born. He also says, go ahead.
No, that, knowing what I know from the future episodes, that gave me a little, huh?
Yeah, right? Yes.
But we'll discuss that in the next volume.
Whenever we get to that. I was thinking the same thing.
Next year.
Probably. But he also said, must be right before the nation's election. Poor bastards have no idea the problems are about to begin.
But this came out in 2016.
This came out in October of 2016, which means they wrote it in like June of 2016. Right? So again, we are now currently in the year 2021.
Right. I know we try to keep this evergreen, but. Like it's, and we're gonna get real close to the mic here because we don't know who's listening. So it's like we're in January, about to be February 2021. We just got through the inauguration. We just found out Q doesn't actually exist, and it was just some dickwad on like Reddit, just like trolling people. And
wait, what?
We'll get to that later. Okay. We are just.
This is the end of 4 years of hell.
Yeah.
You
too.
You guys too. But like we are not, okay, we are not Trump supporters.
No.
Ron and I have definitely made that clear in our chitty chats and episodes. I'm not going to cut this out because this is important.
Yeah.
But what has happened in these 4 years?
We almost didn't make it, guys.
Yeah. It was a little terrifying, especially there at the end.
Yeah. So, holy shit. Okay, back to the comics.
Okay. So yeah, I just thought that was interesting.
I completely missed that.
Yeah. Let's see here. So they figure out, okay, well, we got to get these girls because we've already destroyed what they are calling curfew, which I believe is basically like walls.
Because from what it sounds like these old timers believe that there is only one timeline and it shall not be manipulated no matter what.
Okay.
So if you are manipulating the timeline, even with like the authority of them as leaders,
whatever government,
that's breaking curfew. Yeah.
Okay. So they have to, they're like, we got to find these girls. We got to get them back. So we jump back to Red Suit Erin and she's like, all right, well, it's now or never. We only got like 60 seconds before this thing closes. And Max's like, all right, well, I'm going. And Tiffany's like, well, you know, she obviously knows what's going on. She could probably help. She'll probably be able to help us find KJ better than whatever this Erin's been. Like, we've basically come to the end of the rope with this Erin. And then future Erin's like, no, you girls aren't going anywhere.
You guys are 12. You are not going to listen to this person who's trying to manipulate you.
Yes. And as she is trying to convince Mac of this, Red Suit Erin fires a beam at future Erin.
Yeah.
Which gave them everything they needed to know of, like, no, this is a bad one.
Right. Do not trust.
Don't trust this one.
Abort, abort, abort.
And Tiffany, rewind there. Erin attacks Red Suit Erin, ends up ripping the necklace, the throat.
The voice translator.
There, thank you. Off her neck. And then Tiffany is able to push Red Suit Erin through the portal, and then the portal closes.
And problem solved, right? Definitely no future problems.
Well, and then this is this is where Aaron's like, all right, so on the other side of the shillelagh is what was written, don't trust other Aaron. I didn't know which Aaron not to trust. I didn't know. I thought it was you immediately, and then this other one showed up, and I'm like, okay, now I have no idea what's going on.
Exactly.
So, I was like, we need to get to the fourth folding. And that's when future Aaron's like, oh, well, I know somebody. Let me call Missy.
Right.
And she shows up and in the parking lot of the mall in the helicopter, and she then sees our Aaron, and it's like, you're my big sister, but you're little.
She just goes right. She just fully accepts it.
Yeah.
Oh, precious.
And Aaron's just like, and you look straight out of Airwolf. Nice job, kid.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie. It's from the 80s.
Oh, okay.
It's a plane. So it's similar to, I think it came out after Top Gun.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was preceding Top Gun. It's very Top Gun similar, but okay. Just Top Gun just obviously got better reviews.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And if I'm wrong, you guys can yell at me later.
Yeah, yell at him. Don't yell at me.
Yeah, but she definitely didn't know. And I just said it all wrong, probably. Anyway, so they hop into the helicopter.
Yeah, up in the chopper. Get to the chopper. There it is.
You beat me to it. We go back to the old timers riding these giant pterodactyl monster beings. There you go. I knew there was something that we did last time.
Yeah. And they're zapping people left and right.
Ironically, they're zapping, I believe they're zapping teenagers. Teenage girls. Or teenage...
Oh, you're right. Oh, yeah, because we've got the same girl mm-hmm. that ran into Red Suit Aaron. Originally, she's there with her Justice for Tamir Rice shirt on. And then, yeah, it cuts to them up in their Zephyr palace. And it is. It's just tubes and tubes full of teenagers.
Yeah, because Grandfather says, you know, I want your troops to coordinate or concentrate on transferring every school-age female here for processing.
Wow.
So, because they're searching for... They know yeah, these they girls are, you're right. are school-age, somewhere between, like, 12 and 15, probably.
Right.
We need to get all of them.
Yeah.
Like, we need to get this first before things get out of control. And so we got to
the chopper.
They're back in the chopper. Missy's flying him off. My only gripe, and this is just...
I might actually gripe with you on this one.
Is it with the headphones? No headphones?
No headphones and thinking that you can hear people over the whir of the choppers. Yep. I have been in some Blackhawks. This is not a Blackhawk, but I've been in helicopters. You can't hear anything unless you're connected to the sound
Correct.
System.
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
No, you're good. That, I will allow that, actually, because that is true.
Okay, good. Good, you're good. And, I mean, yes, this is a medical helicopter, but it's still giant whirling blades over your head that's going to make a shit ton of noise.
Yeah, they're very loud.
Yeah. So, that aside, we get Aaron, future Aaron, directing Missy where to go. Like, you need to go just right of the BP building, and then that's where the opening is going to be. It's not there yet. But that's where it's going to be. And then she hands the Apple gizmo, as she says, back to our Aaron. And it's like, you're going to probably need this wherever you guys are going. And it's like, you're not going to come with us?
It's very touching because it's like, well, you've just been through all this together. And now you're going to separate again.
Yeah.
But future Aaron's like, no, I got to stick around and help.
Yeah, this isn't my story. This is your story. Like, I have to help Missy and we have to go help people. Like, exactly. That's just how it is. And so they are coming up to the opening. And they're basically telling, all right, we need to get close enough for them to jump through. And Max's like, I'm not jumping through. Like, are you kidding me?
Which is weird because all the rest of the time she's been like, I'm not going to die today. Might as well do it.
Yeah, but this is, I get it. But she's afraid that, like, we're going to jump through and that's going to happen. We're going to fall to our deaths.
Yeah.
Like, who knows?
And then the beholders show up.
I mean, they're not the beholders. I can't remember what they call them. But they're just the monsters with the eye.
Right, that Tiffany got a hold of where she, like, flashed back to her entire life and realized it was just her playing this one video game.
Yep.
What's that like, Joe?
Ouch. Damn.
You could say the same thing to me about, like, crocheting or something.
Yeah, but that's a more recent thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Love you.
Love you.
So the girls, you know, there's a bunch of them, too. Like, when we saw the Zeppelin, the city flying, there was a bunch of these monsters around them, and so obviously they're gonna attack whatever is nearby. So the girls are like, all right, well, we need to jump, we need to go on three, let's go. As they jump, we see the beholders, basically taking down the helicopter, which is
kind of scary. I forgot about this panel. Oh my gosh.
Like, in a way, I kind of hope that they're okay, but I also know the ending of the story, so...
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, but so they jump through, and they land in a field.
Just wide open space.
Wide open spaces?
Mm-hmm. But who's there?
We're
not making the chicks now. We can't, you know, we're not making the chicks reference.
Okay. But they, you know, they, it's just Mac and, wow, Aaron. I had so many Aarons, I lost which one I was talking about. Mac and Aaron land on the grass. Tiffany is nowhere to be seen, but there is KJ.
Yes.
With her field hockey stick.
Yep. Wonder what that's about.
Mm. And then Tiffany comes crawling out of the water. Like, this sucks. KJ is like, you know, I landed here a few hours ago. I've been looking for you guys. Any sign whatsoever? And that, I question it because they were in Cleveland for a few hours as well.
Right. We don't know how many specifically hours.
So, okay.
And also,
so they probably did land. Okay.
I also have this argument when it comes to like time in the Star Wars galaxy far, far away. Like, it's really hard to judge time when you're on different planets with different rotations and sure. stuff like that. So just some time has passed.
I will say that Star Wars handles time better than Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones just doesn't give a fuck.
Not there at the end.
No.
But they're, hey, look, they're back together. It's great. They're on top of this hill. And as we pull out, what's on that hill?
I would call it a bull-headed creature. Bull-headed humanoid creature.
Sure, it's just not like a goat? Because like the feet kind of could be goat-esque.
Yeah, okay, you're right. A goat humanoid creature with the apple symbol in between it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
There's definitely nothing wrong with
that. I'm sure that's totally fine.
But that's the end of this volume.
We did it!
What did you think? Obviously, I know what you think, but...
I love this whole run. I cannot recommend it enough. If you're looking for something that's not DC and not Marvel, but if you like the Stranger Things and you like time travel and, like, you were a teenage girl at one time or you knew a teenage girl at one time, like, I really think you'll like this story arc. You'll love this story.
Well, and like I told you, and like I said when we first covered it, I read the whole series in one day, all 30 issues.
Oh wow!
Like I think I downloaded like the first one because this is back when. What job was I on? Oh, it was at work. I had time to read, and I burned through like the first 25 issues, and then had to come home and download the last five. This was a great series.
I'm just glad I learned about this series back when Geek Magazine was a thing for like 6 months.
Yeah.
God, that was a good magazine.
No, this is great series. I even said back then, like, this was a wonderful series. I wouldn't have burned through all 30 issues in one day if I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I think since I can't remember if I mentioned it the last time or not, but this has been picked up for a TV show. Or a TV show or a movie. I can't remember which. Regardless, it's going to be made into a live action thing.
Hot damn.
So that's coming. Don't know when.
I'll wait patiently for it, just as I wait patiently for the Dune movie.
I think it's a Prime thing, too, so that's going to be even better. But no, it's wonderful. So Emily, thank you for coming on and doing this. We will cover the restroom at some point in time.
Yes, thanks for having me.
If you guys want to check out, let's see here, I gotta do the ending thing. We've got t-shirts over at Redbubble, also just made a thing over at TeePublic, so if you guys want to check out either one, I'll put the links in the show notes here. Our music was done by Joe Cubis from Wreck My Podcast, and he was one half of the Sex Turtles. If you guys want to contact us, we are on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Go ahead and leave a review on Apple Podcast or whatever podcast app you use. We will read them. Also, 5 stars would be great. but you don't have to. But, you know, 5 stars.
But why would you give anything less? Come on, you know the drill.
What else is there? I feel like there's other things.
If you guys want to follow me online, I don't have much of a presence, but I do like talking to people about Star Wars and funny TikToks. So come follow me on Instagram, Emily_Bonner. Yes, that's spelled boner. It's B-O-N-E-R. Just yep, get your laughs out. Got it. Giggle, giggle, giggle. Got it. Good. Thanks. Come follow me. Let's talk about Star Wars. And yes, send me funny TikToks.
Every once in a while, I just think of the last podcast on left when they were doing the shout outs for the Patreon.
I did get a shout out, and
Henry Zabrowski just like chuckled.
Henry Zabrowski said, Emily Boner. Highlight of my life.
Yep. That was great. I think that's everything. Yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah, bye.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Bye.
Wow. Very aggressive.
Bye.